Picture this. It's the beginning of June. Pittsburgh public schools have been out of session for 2 days, and yet half a dozen teenagers and preteens are sitting around a table enthusiastically engaging in a lesson about ancient Egypt.
What do we know about Egypt and why it was such a big deal? Why was it such a big success? Can you think of anything in the landscape that maybe would make Egypt a really, really great place to live? Yeah.
Since they're in the Nile River, they could have had a good water supply.
Exactly, right.
12-year-old Jonathan Freeman isn't at summer school. He and the other teens are at the Labs at the Carnegie Library's East Liberty branch.
The Labs is our digital media lab or learning lab for teens.
Corey Wittig is the library's digital learning librarian for teen services.
It's everything from like kind of makerspace to a place where teens can record music and work on movies, graphic design, all that kind of creative making experience.
Today, the library is partnering with the Carnegie Museum of Natural History, and museum educator Olivia Hritz is teaching the kids about ancient Egyptian design. The table is littered with replicas of artifacts housed in the museum's permanent collection, and kids like 11-year-old Winston Bell and 14-year-old Madeline Venturini are trying to guess the purpose of each piece.
So what about this? I didn't talk about this. Do we know what this is?
It would be like an urn.
Kind of an urn. It has to do with death.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they put the body parts in those?
Right, so this is a Coptic jar. This is a Coptic jar, and what they did was take out the four main organs and
heart.
Put them into these.
Heart. Brain.
Carnegie Library teen specialist Andre Costello says it wasn't always this interesting and engaging.
Whenever I started, it was just regular programming, sort of like adapting children's programming, so using like craft supplies and things like that. Just keeping the kids, interested, working on something somewhat creative.
As part of the Egyptian design lesson, Labs mentor Jesse Landis-Eikstee is leading the teens through the creation of their own hieroglyph-inspired coded language. But these kids have a tool at their disposal that the ancient Egyptians never could have dreamed of.
Has anyone used Illustrator before?
Adobe Illustrator.
Oh, really?
We've actually got it set up on these computers here.
Simon Rafferty is the teen librarian at East Liberty. He says the labs give kids a chance to put their hands on some high-tech equipment and software.
Things that like professionals use, like Photoshop. They're using DSLR cameras. They're editing films with Premiere and using like Adobe Illustrator, and also doing making workshops like with robotics and stuff. So there's like a real wide range of skills that they're getting that they wouldn't get anywhere else without spending money.
The labs at CLP grew out of a grant contest from the Institute of Museum and Library Services and is modeled after a program at the Chicago Public Library. The labs will celebrate 2 years in September, and regular Madeline Venturini says she loves creating computer games and stop-motion animation at the labs. She says it's nice to have a space just for teens.
There used to be adults at every table, and they were all in the area, and there's so many adults that it couldn't be for teens. So I'm glad that they really fixed that up. And now there's a teen specialist who always sits here and says, okay, you can't. There's lots of tables over there, so go sit there.
It's not just the technology and the dedicated space that keeps her coming back. It's also the people.
I think it's very accepting for everybody. It's a very open community. I very rarely seen someone come and they never came back.
It's the best and funnest place, and you can use your mind and you can be creative.
Winston Bell is a self-described book person, but he says you don't have to be one to enjoy the labs at the library.
If you have anything you want to do, like make even a robot or make stuff out of cardboard or anything like that, you can come to the open labs on Thursday. And on Wednesday, there's always some sort of interesting program. Like on a Wednesday, we did soldering one time even.
In addition to workshops like the one on ancient Egypt, the library offers open lab time where kids can come work on their own projects using the skills they've learned in the workshops. Both open labs and workshops are offered at three different locations: East Liberty, the main library in Oakland, and the Allegheny branch on the north side. Corey Wittig says by popular demand, they're gearing up to expand the program.
We're planning on rolling out what we're calling Labs on Location to the rest of our locations this fall. So we would not be there every week, but we would rotate between all of the different libraries and offer programming there.
One of the ways the library spreads the word about the labs is by setting up shop during the school year in middle and high school cafeterias through their Books and More program.
We have book checkouts, music, and activity oftentimes, and teens can come up, you know, when they're waiting in line or after they've eaten and see what we're up to. And, you know, they kind of approach us the same way that it happens in the library.
Wittig says they're also working to connect with some of the city's most at-risk teens by bringing the lab's programming to UPMC's Western Psychiatric Hospital and Schumann Juvenile Detention Center.
We try to make it as, you know, as much alike as possible, I think, because I feel like teens in those locations are already feeling like the stigma of being there, and they want to just feel like a normal teenager. So, you know, it's delivering those services in the same way.
At the East Liberty Branch, the Ancient Egyptian Design Workshop is wrapping up, and Andre Costello says they'll soon pack up the laptops, move the tables, and transform the area back into regular library workspace. But soon, he says, the East Liberty Branch is getting its own dedicated teen space.
All the equipment's going to live in the space, and it will be available for kids to mess around and geek out with this equipment, like when regular labs programming isn't happening.
Costello says the expansion of the library's teen program is all part of an effort to make the library more than just a repository for information. He remembers during his job interview with his prospective boss, she said something that really struck him.
She said that we're in the process of changing the way we think about libraries, whereas before we thought of them as a pantry, and so now we're thinking of them more as a kitchen. So, like, rather than, you know, taking the information home and just using it there, like, you can actually, like, use the library as a place to create.
Costello says they expect the new teen space to be open this fall, just in time for the lab's 2-year anniversary. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.